I kind of carved out two particular verses, Psalm 118, verse 26 through 27. But I want to go back and just give a little understanding about, we always talk sometimes about how the Psalms are Bible prophecy. In Psalm 118 in the New Living Translation, it starts out in verse 1. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." And then it says, "Let the congregation of Israel," or "let the congregation of Bethel repeat, his love endures forever." And then Aaron's descendants and the priests repeat, "His faithful love endures forever." In verse 4, "Let all who fear the Lord repeat, his faithful love endures forever." Anytime that you hear repetition in the scriptures, it is God saying, "Hey, guys, these are real, real important, and you need to pay attention to them." And then down to verses 26 through 27. 26 is this. It will sound familiar to us because we use these terms very much in song and word and worship. Verse 26. "Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." Verse 27. "The Lord God is shining upon us, and bring forth the sacrifice and put it on the altar." Hosanna in John chapter 12, verse 13, as they cried out. And then quoting Psalm 118, 26, "Blessed his name comes in the name of the Lord." Then the very next verse in Psalm 118, verse 27, talks about bringing the sacrifice of praise into the house of God. It's so wonderful to look at these Psalms and to reflect on them and understand what they mean to us. And Jesus repeated an awful lot of the Psalms. And those two particular verses, Psalm 118, 26 and 27, "Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord." That was Jesus coming in on Palm Sunday, as we bless the house of the Lord. And in verse 27, "The Lord God is shining upon us, and bring forth the sacrifice and put it on the altar." Jesus became our perfect sacrifice. Wonderful message in Psalm 118. And I challenge you to read the whole psalm, because you'll also find in verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." You know, Paul repeated that an awful lot. And he says, "Open for me the gates where my righteousness will enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord." Verse 19. Just to whet your appetite to read Psalm 118 for yourself. May God add the blessings, the reading, and the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 118 and the selected verses.